Okay, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Megillah. We know, if you take a look in the Pesukim of Megillah Esther, towards the end of Parak Tes, the Pesukim tell us, L'kayim es yimei ha-purim e'ela bezmanayim. This is when Esther and Mordechai write all these letters, and they send it out to all the Jewish communities to institute Purim. And it says in the Pasuk, L'kayim es yimei ha-purim e'ela bezmanayim, to establish the days of Purim, these days of Purim, in their times. What does it mean, in their times? Sounds like Purim can be observed on multiple times. So what does that mean? So that's what this Mishnah is going to discuss. In particular, the days on which Megillah can be read. That's what we're going to highlight over here. So the Mishnah says, Megillah nikreis b'achadasar, the Megillah can be read on the 11th, b'shneimasar on the 12th, b'shloshasar on the 13th, b'arbasar on the 14th, b'chamishasar on the 15th. What does it mean on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th? So this is, of course, in the month of Adar, but that the Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar or the 12th of Adar, 13th, 14th, or 15th, lo pachos v'lo yosar, not less and not more. What does it mean, not less and not more? It means not less than day 11, meaning to say it cannot be read earlier than the 11th day of Adar, and it cannot be read more, meaning not more than the 15th day of Adar, it cannot be read later than the 15th day of Adar. Okay, so now, Krach and Mukafin Choma, if you have Krach, a Krach is a city, it's a fortified city. If you have a Krach, if you have a city, if you have the cities, Hamukafin Choma, that are surrounded by a wall. Mukafin is surrounded, and Choma is a wall. So Krach and Mukafin Choma, if you have the cities that are surrounded by a wall, when was that wall built? From when were they surrounded by a wall? Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So if you have cities that were surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Koran b'chamisha asar, they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim va'ayaros, but kfarim, kfar is a village, so the kfarim, the villages, va'ayaros gedolos, and the large cities, now these are obviously the unwalled cities, Koran b'arba'asar, they would read on the 14th. Elisha kfar magdim liyomachnisa, just that the kfarim, the villages, can be makdim, they can do early, they can read the Megillah early, liyomachnisa, on the day of Yom HaKnisa. We'll discuss that in a second. Wait a second, so what's going on over here? What we're saying is that there are two dates so far on which the Megillah can be read that we're talking about specifically in this mission, right? We said it's really 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 on which the Megillah can be read, but we're highlighting right now the 14th and the 15th. The walled cities, the cities that are walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, can read the Megillah on the 15th. The villages and the large cities that are unwalled, they would read on the 14th. Where do these dates come from? So if you take a look, the ninth parak of Megillas Esther discusses the Jews going to war, and it discusses the holiday of Purim being instituted. So if you take a look, it says that there were really two separate times on which the Jews went to war. For the Jews who were living in Shushan, so those Jews battled on the 13th and 14th, and they rested on the 15th. While with the other Jews, the Jews who were living, who were Yoshvei Ba'ar, the Yehudim HaPrazim, HaYoshvim Ba'ar HaPrazos, they were living in the open, unwalled cities. So they battled on the 13th, and they rested on the 14th. So whatever day you rested on, that was the day that turned into a day of Simcha U'mishtav Yamtev, right? That was the day on which Purim was established. So if you were in Shushan, you rested on the 15th, so Purim came to be on the 15th. If you were in an open, unwalled city, you rested on the 14th, so Purim came to be on the 14th. Now, how does this help us then for the Jews? We said that for the Krach and Mekaf and Choma, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, for the cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they would read on the 15th. I understand how Shushan came to be, that the Purim would be established on the 15th, but I don't understand how the cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun would read on the 15th. So there are a couple of reasons given for this. The basic reason, for starters, is the one that the Yushami tells us, and that is that if you think about it, let's just go through the history very quickly. What happened here? Yeshua ben Nun brings Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. They conquer the land, they settle it, everyone gets their own chelik of Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash is built and lasts for around 400 years. Then the Babylonians come in, they destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they wreak havoc in Eretz Yisrael, and they drive the Jews into Galus Bavel. the Jews are in Galus Babel. Ultimately, the Babylonians are overtaken by the Persians, the Medians, and that leads, so Galus Babel segues into Galus Paras Umadai, right? The Galus of the Persians and the Medians, which we know concludes with, right? That's what leads into the Purim story of Achashverosh. So that's where we have the Purim story. Ultimately, the Jews are redeemed right after the 70 years of Galus Paras Umadai, and then we have, or I should say, Galus Babel, Paras Umadai, and then they go back into Eretz Yisrael and they rebuild the Beis Hamikdash to have Bayis Sheni, right, which also lasts around 400 years, a little bit more, and then we have, then the Jews, right, then that leads ultimately into the Hanukkah story, right, that leads into Galus Yavan, and then ultimately the Jews are, the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed by the Romans, and then that's what we have the Galus today. So now, if you think about it then, when we're talking about establishing the days of Purim, right, the 14th and 15th of Adar for the Jews, for the Jewish communities who had gone to war and settled, what happens afterwards, a little while later, when the Jews go back into Eretz Yisrael? What would seem to be happening is that, remember, if it would make a lot of sense if any city that was walled from the times of Achashverosh, right, like Shushan, those should be the cities that would observe Purim on the 15th. Any unwalled city would observe Purim on the 14th. So why do we say that any city that was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun would be observing Purim on the 15th? And the answer that's given by the Yushami is that it wouldn't be kavodik. It would be a little bit humiliating to Eretz Yisrael that we would treat Eretz Yisrael like any unwalled city. Right at the time of the Purim story, Eretz Yisrael was in shambles. The cities had been destroyed. Any walled city had been broken down, more or less. And so what would end up happening then is that Shushan would be, right, essentially the capital for the Babylonians, for Persia, Media, whatever. So Shushan would have the special status of being the walled city, the powerful city that observes Purim on the 15th. And then all the unwalled cities, including pretty much all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, those cities would also would be observing Purim on the 14th, like any run-of-the-mill, open, unwalled, not strong city. And so, in order to afford Eretz Yisrael a greater status, a greater stature that Eretz Yisrael deserves, so Chazal, when they instituted it, they instituted Purim that the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael that were not walled from the times of Achashverosh, because they weren't walled then, they were in shambles then, any city that was strong, that was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, when the Jews first got into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was in a state of strength. So those cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, those are the cities that would read Megillah on the 15th day as well. Not just Shushan, but also any city that was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Why Yeshua ben Nun specifically? So the Gemara does give drashas, does give these interesting drashas, pulling a pasuk in Devarim Gimel, which really seems to be talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but we apply it to be referring to Yeshua ben Nun. But there's another reason that's given, and that is, who was the very first person to go to war against Amalek? Yeshua. Yeshua ben Nun was the very first person to battle Amalek. Where do we find Yeshua battling against Amalek? So that's in Parshas Beshalach, right? When the Jewish people, when Klal Yisrael emerge from Kriyas Yamsuf, they come out, they sing Shira, and then they get the Mun, they have the very first Shabbos, and then ultimately, Amalek attacks Klal Yisrael, right? So part of that, who went to war? Who was the general who went to war against Amalek? So Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Yeshua. Yeshua is the general. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the top of the mountain, right, with Aaron and Hor to hold up his arms. But Yeshua goes and does battle with Amalek. So when Yeshua gets done with battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the pasuk, this is in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Yudzayin, pasuk Yudalad. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe." Hashem said to Moshe, "Ksov zos zikaron baSefer." Write this as a remembrance in the Sefer. "V'sim ba'azni Yeshua," and put it in the ears of Yeshua. "Ki mecho emcha as zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim." Right, that I'm going to surely erase, blot out the zecher, the memory of Amalek from beneath the heavens. So because of that pasuk, the same thing, when we talk about the Mukafas Choma, we say that we attribute it to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Because as we know, Yeshua was the first person to go to war against Amalek. And who descended from Amalek? Haman. So that's why we established these, when they had to establish Purim, it's going to be based on the walled cities from the times of Yoshua ben Nun. So again, we have that Megillah is read on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 of Adar. We say that the cities that are walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they read on the 15th. We say that the cities, the villages, and the open unwalled cities, they read on the 14th. Just that the kfarim, the villages, they would read early on the day of Yom HaKnisa. What's the day of Yom HaKnisa? Literally, Yom HaKnisa is the day of entering, the day of entry. What day of entering are we talking about? So if you think about it, there were two kinds of cities, right? You either had the main urban cities, right? The city, the city life people, or you have the kfarim, the villagers, the out-of-towners in Eretz Yisrael. So the villagers were not necessarily as educated or as literate as the people in the major cities. And so if they ever had any issues, any civil issues, they'd have to go, that would require going to court. Where would they go? They didn't have a court in their local villages, in their farms. They would go into the larger cities. They'd go into the Ayaros Gedolos. And so they would go in to, if they ever had any court issues, they would go to court there. Now, what days were the courts convening? The courts would convene on Mondays and on Thursdays. That was a tikkun of actually from the times of Ezra. And so those are the days that they'd ever, if they'd ever be schlepping into the big cities, those are the days that they'd be going in. That's why it's called Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa is a day of entering, meaning the day on which the anybody from the villagers would be going in to go to court. Now, there are other reasons given. Let's say the Rebbeinu Chananel gives a reason that why is it called Yom HaKnisa? It's the day that they would go in, not for court per se, but if they wanted to hear Tefillah B'Tzibur, if they wanted to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, or if they wanted to hear Kriya Satorah, so they'd go on Mondays and Thursdays into the larger cities where people were more educated, more literate. So once these villagers were schlepping in anyways on Mondays and Thursdays, and by the way, they would also, if they were farmers, they'd be bringing along food and provisions for their people who were living in the larger cities. So once they were schlepping in on Mondays and Thursdays, imagine if Purim came out on a Wednesday. So this poor farmer is going to have to schlep in on Monday, and he's going to have to schlep in on Thursday, and he's also going to have to schlep in on Wednesday. So in order to make things a little bit easier, they'd be able to read the Megillah a couple days earlier for the day of Yom HaKnisa when they would be schlepping in to the larger cities anyway. And we're going to discuss that in the next Mishnah, exactly which days we're talking about for Yom HaKnisa that they'd be going in. Okay, but either way, just to speak up very briefly, this Mishnah, we said that the Megillah can be read in Adar on days 11 through 15, not earlier, not later. If you were a walled city, you'd read the Megillah on the 15th day of, if you were a walled city, excuse me, from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, you'd read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. And if you were a villager or a large or a city, a resident of a larger city that was unwalled, you'd read on the 14th, just that the kfarim, the village people, they would go in early. They could read even earlier than the 14th when they'd be going in Yom HaKnisa. And we're going to discuss that Be'ezus Hashem in the next Mishnah.